In the name of the Father, and Son, the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. I'll try to read a couple of verses from the epistle of St. Paul the Apostle to the Romans, chapter 12. Romans 12, from verse 1. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. And don't be conformed to this world, but be confirmed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. For I say, through the grace given to me, to everyone who is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly as God has dealt to you, has dealt to each one a measure of faith. For as we have many members in one body, but all the members don't have the same function. So we, being many, are one body in Christ and individually members of one another. Glory be to God. Amen. Many of the early fathers and the scholars look to chapter 12 from the epistle of St. Paul to the Romans as the code of Christianity. Looks like the Sermon on the Mount in St. Matthew chapter 5 and 6 and 7. Chapter 12 of the Romans added to the three chapters of St. Matthew from 5 to 8. In fact, it contains the code of Christianity. If you or anyone ask you, how can we live as Christians, you may say to him, read chapter 12 from the Romans or the three chapters of the Gospel according to St. Matthew. The first question, how the Lord asks us to be a living sacrifice. Is it easy for the person to be a living sacrifice? I remember yesterday, perhaps, and I was joking some in a group, a person said to a wife, you typical like your husband. I imagine that you are his brother. Then the wife said to her, oh, we lived together for a long time, therefore we became like each other. Through the close relationship, even my sheep as or our sheep is confirmed to be looks like each other. If we ask the Lord Jesus Christ, what do you want from us so that we may become the heavenly bride? He would say, I hope you become my icon who looks to you, say, oh, she or he looks like the Lord Jesus Christ. Their inner man is an icon of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is Christianity, that we are formed to be in the icon of the Lord Jesus Christ. From about perhaps 15 years, once I visited a hospital in Alexandria, the hospital of University of Alexandria, and I met a person, he is not Christian, and with him, a Christian person, the Christian said to me, this is a professor and the head of in the university or the college, I think, of arts or something like that. He is very close friend to Pope the Sixth. I was astonished. He is not Christian, he is young, and the Pope died from a long time. I said to him, how you are very close friend to Pope Cyrillus or Cyril the Sixth, and you are young, he is very old, and he died from a long time, and how you met him? He said to me, oh, while I was very late, and I was a child, very young, we as children in old Cairo used to be gathered together and visit Father Mina the Hermit, who afterwards became Pope Cyril or Cyrillus the Sixth. And he truly loved us, and all of other kids, Christians and Muslims, we loved him too much. Then he said to me, do you know what my mom said concerning the Pope? I said, what she used to say? He said, oh, she used to say to me while I was very little child, this man is not from this world. This man is not from this world. She is Muslim, but she discovered that this man was not from this world. What does it mean? It means that the characteristics of Father Mina, the hermit, who became afterward the Pope Cyril the Sixth, has, we can say, the reflection of the characteristics of the Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, he became not from this world. He is from the world to come. The Lord Jesus Christ, in fact, wants us not to be a copy, but to be truly, or to share, or to enjoy the characteristics of the Lord himself. As I said today in Arabic, when Moses ascended to the top of the mountain of Sinai, and in Exodus 34, it is said that that God said to him that I will make a contract or a testament or covenant between me and you and between me and Israel. God wants every one of us to enter or to have a covenant with him. If I ask you, do you have a cat? He said, oh, a very beautiful cat. And it is very precious. I bought it while it was very young, and it cost me too much. Do you like it? He said, yes. And I gave her the family name, my family name. Can you enter in contract with her? Can you do that? No? She will not sign the contract? Why? You love or you look like it? She loves you? You pay too much money for it? You can't. Sometimes I know somebody didn't came to Canada, a young lady. She said, I can't go to Canada because I can't leave the cat. From all her heart. If you laugh while you say that, she will not accept you at all. She says, you can't imagine how I am very, very close to this cat. But can you make a contract with her, a covenant with her? No, because it is a cat, you are a human being. How God, who is in heaven, who is infinite, who cannot be seen by our physical eyes, and so on, and we are very weak here in this world, and he accepted to enter in this relationship and to have covenant with us. According to the book of Exodus, it is said that Moses was speaking with God as a man was speaking with his friend. You can't imagine how God evaluates your personality as his close friend. He wants you to be a child of God. He accepted to die on behalf that you truly be a member of his body, the body of the Lord Jesus Christ, and to be a temple of God, and his Holy Spirit dwells in your heart. How we are, it is too hard for us to discover how God is looking to every single one of us. You can say, oh, he is like my father, like my mother, like my son, like my daughter, like my close friend, my close relative. No, nothing and none can be in the situation of the Lord Jesus Christ and the Holy Father and the Holy Spirit and their relationship with you. I am very special in the eyes of God. He looks to me as his own bride. He looks to me as very precious, more than the whole world. He is interested to take care of my salvation as if none in heaven, even all the heavenly host, but he is involved in you and interested in you. I know it is too hard to accept that, but you will discover this reality when you will meet him on the cloud on the last day and see how he prepares the glory specially for human being. You would say, oh, for me, all this glory? When Saint Paul just visit the third heaven and he returned and he didn't know if he ascended by his body or without his body, he said, I can't imagine, I never saw what I saw in the paradise. I heard something which cannot be expressed. It is more than be imagined even in my mind or in my heart. Therefore, God wants every one of us, regardless you are a bishop, a priest, a layman, a girl, a boy, a child, an elder, young person, regardless all these, he wants every single person to be in very close to him and in close relationship with him, and to share him his inheritance and his glory. I think it is too hard for me, it is impossible for me or for any person to express how God loves you. Therefore, as we heard now, he said in chapter 12, of the epistle to the Romans, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice. God, if you loves me, how do you accept that I present my body as a sacrifice? How can I present my body as a sacrifice to the Lord? He wants you to be his icon. If you ask him, can you tell us about your personality? He would say, I am the victim. I am a sacrifice on your behalf. I am a high priest specially for you. If he accepted by his own will, it was his pleasure to come to this world, to be incarnate, to be sacrificed, to be crucified, to accept the shame of the cross, and so on my behalf. Then if I want to be his icon, it is my dignity, it is my pleasure that I share him his crucifixion. I know tomorrow it will be the eve of the feast of the cross. It doesn't mean just we accept to suffer or to be in agony or to accept persecution and so on. No. I am crucified with the Lord Jesus Christ means I share him his love. His love cannot be limited. It is infinite. I have to share him his love. I love him. I love all my brethren. I love all mankind from Adam until the end of all ages. This is the sacrifice. Sacrifice equal to what? To love. I love those who persecute the church. I love those who departed from this world. I love the future generation. I love the believers and the non-believers. I hope all mankind to be sanctified and to become members of the body of the Lord Jesus Christ and to share me the eternal life or the glorious glory or heavenly glory. Then when we hear that we present our bodies living sacrifices, we focus our eyes on the Lord Jesus Christ. Can you grant me a very wide heart that I love all mankind? Sometimes we wonder how the martyrs accepted to suffer, even to death. In fact, in the moment when they accepted to suffer, God grants them a kind of pleasure within them, and they find pleasure and they look to suffering as a very sweet action in their life. When we hear about Saint Arsenius, who used to pray from sunset until sunshine, who of you can pray alone in his private room from sunset to sunshine? No one. Even the priest. Then how he accepted that? It is not just he take a decision, I have to pray from 7 o'clock or 6 o'clock at night until 7 or 6 o'clock a.m. No. He loved God. He asked him, can you grant me love? And when he entered in a lovely relationship it was very sweet for him to speak with the Lord. I remember that usually we hear from the mothers, especially mothers of the young ladies or the girls. They said, oh, my daughter speaks with her friend for 3 or 4 hours and through the emails, through the computer, through the phone, whatever. And when I speak with her, just 1 second, and she tried to stop me. What? When she speaks with her friend, 3 and 4 hours. And when her mother said, oh, 3 hours you are speaking with your friend, and you don't want to speak with me 5 minutes. She said, Mom, I didn't speak 3 hours. You couldn't feel that it was 3 hours because of love. As you love your friend, you find that time passed very easily, and even if you will spend all the night speaking with her or with him, you will feel very happy. When we love, and it is a gift from God, then sacrifice will be very sweet. And the commandments will not be hard. It will be for us a kind of adornment, as the bride has want to be beautified by many adornments. Before yesterday, I was reading Saint Jacob of Sirug concerning the virgins, the ten virgins, the wise virgins and the ignorant virgins. You know this parable? When the Lord Jesus Christ in Matthew 25, he said that the kingdom of God looks like 10 virgins, 5 are wise and 5 are ignorant. When the Lord or the groom came, the ignorant discovered that they have no oil. Then they asked the wise, can you give us from your oil? What was the answer? What we have is not sufficient to us and to you. You have to go and to buy oil for yourself, but we can't give you our oil. How the Lord Jesus Christ says that the wise virgin didn't accept to give the ignorant virgins from their oil. How is it? Is it a kind of selfishness? Why? Why they didn't give them oil? Saint Jacob of Sirug said, if there is a wedding and lot of people are attending or sharing the wedding ceremony, and among those people there is a very beautiful girl, can the bride say to her, can you grant me your beauty? Here I go. Can the bride take the beauty of any one from those who attended the ceremony? Is it possible or impossible? Impossible. He said when Leah was in the ceremony of the marriage with Jacob, could she have the beauty of Rachel? Never. Everyone has his own beauty. It is impossible for any person to say, take my beauty and give me your ugliness. Never. You can't. When we are here in this world, the work of the Holy Spirit is to beautify your inner man, your face, and you become very beautiful in the eyes of God and very beautiful in the eyes of the heavenly host. On the last day, all the heavenly hosts will look to you. Oh, how beautiful you are. I am? Oh, you don't know me. I have bad thoughts and I did many bad things. I always was corrupted. No? I see in you the beauty of the Lord Jesus Christ. You are in your inner man an icon of the Lord. I can't give this beauty to any person on the last day. It is mine, and I am his own. Therefore, on the last day, you can't receive the beauty of others, or the inner beauty of others, or you give your inner beauty to others. My responsibility here in this world is to beautify, not by my own self, by the grace of God, by the Holy Spirit, by my fellowship with the Lord Jesus Christ, through the adoption to the Father, and thus I become the icon of the heavenly groom. You may say, oh, I am a young person, I have many bad thoughts, I am very weak, I am very emotional, and so on. I am a sinner. Don't worry. It is not your own work, it is the work of God. If truly you trust in Him and you ask Him unceasingly, can you beautify my inner man? Can you grant me your icon in my inner man? According to the words of David, the psalmist, chapter Psalm 45, the beauty of the daughter of the king is within herself. Our beauty is not our face, from physical face, or our body, physical body. Our beauty, in fact, is within us. We are the dwelling place of the Holy Trinity. We are the holy temple of the Holy Spirit. The Lord said that the kingdom of God is within us. Are you interested in your beauty? When you look to the commandment, don't do that or do this and so on. No, truly it is correct. This is the commandments of God. But these commandments, in fact, has its effect on my inner man, so that I become, as it is said here, that may our bodies become a living, or our body become a living sacrifice. Holy. Who is holy? How many persons here are holy? How many? Who believe is holy can lift his hand? How many persons? Do you have the Holy Spirit within you? How many have the Holy Spirit within them? All of you? Then when you say, I'm not holy, you insult the Holy Spirit? If the Holy Spirit is within you, and you say, I am not holy, can the Holy Spirit dwell in a person who is unholy? Never. How can we make the harmony between the two? I have the Holy Spirit within me, and at the same time, I am very weak, I am a sinner. If you finished your study of science and started your PhD, and you have PhD in science, can you say, I know all the theories of science all over the world? Mumkin? Never. That every day you have a new theory. Every day you have a new discovery. You discover something new. But are you a scientist? Yes. I am a scientist, but I don't know all the knowledge of science. In the Lord Jesus Christ, if I am serious to be a holy, although I have my faults, although I am very weak, although I complain myself, although every day I say, forgive me my sins or my transgressions, as I forgive those who trespass against me, in the eyes of God I am holy. And this what in fact we will discover on the last day. All the heavenly hosts will look to you as a very beautiful creature and as a member of the body of Jesus Christ, and they would say, oh, you are shining like Moses when he left the, or we descend from the mountain of Sinai, his brother Aaron and all the leaders of Israel and the people said, please, we can't speak with you. Why? You don't know? No, I don't know. The skin of your face is shining. No. If I have a mirror and I look to my face, I don't see it shining. But we see you are shining. This is our situation. We are sinners. We complain. We ask God every day, forgiveness of sins. But in the eyes of heaven, we are shining. We are shining. We have to be proud, not of ourselves. We are proud of the grace of God. We are proud of the work of the Holy Trinity. We never ignore that we are His own. When you pray the Agbe, the canonical hour, you start by what? After the Lord's Prayer, thanksgiving. And afterwards, you pray what? The Psalm of Repentance. Which first? Thanksgiving or repentance? Thanksgiving. How can I go to the Lord and say, God, can you grant me to be holy and to increase and to be in progress and to enjoy the fellowship with you? Before you ask Him forgiveness and all these things, at first you have to thank God for what He gave to you. Truly I have my sins and I am complaining. I am very weak, but I can't ignore that He is working in my heart. When you open the Bible and you enjoy the Bible, just 5 minutes, and afterwards your thoughts became disturbed. Before you say, oh, can you make control or can you sanctify my thoughts, at first say to God, thank you for the 5 minutes. And then it will increase. According to Saint Isaac the Syrian, he said, nothing can be increased without thanksgiving. We have something good and we cannot ignore that. And we have something bad and we cannot ignore that. If we thank God for what is good, our goodness will be increased. When we repent on our sins, our sins will be abolished. Then we cannot separate the two from each other. We can't at all find a person totally corrupt, and we can't find a person totally righteous. David the king had faults, yes. Abraham had faults, yes. All the prophets, the disciples, the apostles, they had faults. And they complained. They complained concerning their weakness. But at the same time, we cannot ignore they are men of God and they enjoyed many good things and they thanked God for what He gave to them. I hope truly when we speak concerning repentance, before we repent, we have to give thanks to God. A repentance is not to say, I am a sinner, I am very weak, I can't, and no, no. I am the man of God. I am a child of God. I can't ignore that I was baptized and accepted the adoption to the Father. I can't ignore that the Holy Spirit is dwelling in my heart. I can't accept that the cross is very, very dear to me. But at the same time, I ask God to work in my life. And thus, I will grow up and up and up. Until what? Until the last moment of our life. If we ask Saint Anthony the Great of the great hermit or the great monk in the last moments of his life, what about your life? He would say, oh, I am very weak. I started with one verse from the Bible while I was about 18 years old. Until now, I couldn't fulfill it completely. Does it mean you are far away from the kingdom of God? No, I trust in my Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, we are in need to know the true definition of repentance, of the life with the Lord Jesus Christ, the fellowship with Him, the how to live in the Lord Jesus Christ. He also said to them and to us, which is your reasonable service, and don't be conformed to this world, but be conformed by the renewing of your mind. Sometimes we imitate the world. We want to enter in competition with the world. Unfortunately, even the church sometimes want to enter in competition with the world. No. I can't say, oh, I will make many technical things or the technology. That's good. Technology is very important for the church, and we like it, and we can use it in the good way. But we will not enter. We make center for computer so that we may enter in competition with the whole world concerning computer. No. I use the computer. I can search in the computer everything, but not in competition with the world. Through the world, I make competition in my inner life, in my fellowship with the Lord Jesus Christ, in enjoying the pledge of the heavenly life. The world is in need of your inner life, of your inner peace, of your inner joy. Lot of people accepted Christianity not through discussing and entering in many arguments and so on, but through the inner life in the Lord Jesus Christ. I hope all of us truly to enjoy this inner life, to be beautified by the Holy Trinity, to be ready to meet the Lord Jesus Christ and to say we are not confirmed with the world. We have the icon of Christ, not the icon of the world. Glory be to God. Amen. If any question? Shafiani, good silence. وتكون ما فهمتش حاجة من اللي أنا بقول. How can we enjoy this life? Or how can we, I want to say, to be in progress in this life? How? Well, look, the first thing, our communal life. For example, I remember when I was teacher of Sunday school, while I was a student in the college in Alexandria. I remember my friends from the teachers of Sunday school. I know till now, one by one, and I can say, I learned from this person so, and from this person so, and from the other so. And I feel my life, in fact, I am debtor to them for what I have received. For example, once I was in a problem. And on my entrance to the church, in the court of the church, when a person, he was older than me, older Yani, he looked to my face and said, oh, the first time I see you upset. Before I was a priest, usually I was smiling. Before I heard the problems of the people and so on, and the problems of the church. And said, it is the first time I see you upset. What happened? I said to him, I have a problem. And I didn't tell him the details. He said, don't worry. Do you have a problem? I said, yes. He said, come with me. This person devoted his life to Jesus Christ, and he didn't accept any person to visit his flat or apartment. And I was astonished when he asked me to follow him. He was living near the church in Alexandria. And we entered. I found all the walls are, in fact, he have the icons in all the walls of the apartment. And he has a candle. He kindled it. And he started to pray the Magma, the commemoration of the saints. And he said, don't worry. Trust in God and in the prayers of the saints. On the next day, very morning, the problem not only was solved, but it was changed for my edification. And I discovered the goodness of God, how he changed what is bad to be good through this man. This story, till now, it was from 1950s. More than 50 years, but I can't forget it. He was a man of prayer, and I learned it from him. And the many, many examples, not only when I was upset, but in many things. When you feel you are weak, instead, you can call one of your friends. Can we pray together? Can we meet each other in the church now? Perhaps you say, oh, the doors are closed. Okay, in the court of the church, we pray together even before the door of the church. The communal life is very important. Always when I attended the birthdays of the teacher of Sunday school, it was a very, very good occasion for me to grow up in spirituality, not just to have a cake and to just laughing and jokes and so on. No. Oh, we are very happy, always we were smiling, we feel more the happiest persons in Alexandria, but at the same time, we help each other how to enjoy the new life in the Lord Jesus Christ. Our Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you for this good occasion that we are at your house and we enjoy the work of your Holy Father and your Holy Spirit and for your salvation. We ask you to work in our life. Truly we are very weak, very emotional, and we are in need to sanctify our senses and our emotions and to enjoy the fellowship with you and to discover the work of your Holy Spirit within us and to beautify our inner man and to prepare our inner man for the last day. Truly, we confess that we love you, we enjoy the fellowship with you, we enjoy your words, we enjoy your works, we enjoy your cross, we enjoy the glorious resurrection, we enjoy the your heavenly life. Our Lord Jesus Christ, bless us, grant us your strength and your grace, your joy, your peace. Grant us to sanctify our inner man and to help us to witness to your heavenly life before all the world. Grant us to work in our hearts so that we may love heaven itself and all who are dwelling in heaven. And we love all mankind, those who departed, those who are alive here, and those who will come in the future. We are waiting for the last day when we will become billions and billions of men and ladies and become on the cloud and to enjoy the wedding, the last wedding, and to enjoy giving hymns with the heavenly host. Our Lord Jesus Christ, may you work in our life through the prayers of Saint Mary, Saint George, and all your saints, all the heavenly hosts, all the prophets, all the apostles and disciples and martyrs, and all the true believers.